Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chav Beis Umud Aleph. We're in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah and in the middle of Simen Reish Yud. We left off yesterday in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, about five lines from the bottom of Kuf Chav Aleph Umud Beis. And we'll pick up over there with the Mishnah Berurah saying, Hoya Pas Sufgonin Shenispach. If you had a dough, a Pas Sufgonin is like a wafer, a very thin type of a dough. Shenispach, that fluffed up, it swelled up. Ach ein ha'avirim shabor negoshim, but you don't see the spaces within inside of it. Ha'ochel kezayis mimenu kemoshehu ein ha'mavarach. If you read a kezayis of this, a kezayis is a volume, not a weight. So if you read a kezayis of this, you actually have less than the sufficient shear, and you would not make a bracha achrona on this because it's fluffed up, it's air, and it's not actual food. The lefiyah ms, because in actuality lo'ochel kezayis, you have not yet really eaten a kezayis of food over here. However, Dear Shu footnote number 11 points out in the Sharet Zion in Simon Tuf Pei Vav, there it's brought down that this type of a dough is in fact evaluated by the additional air spaces within it. The Chazon Ish and as well Rav Shlomo Zalman, both Zatzal, basically say that the Chalolim Haktanim, the small air spaces, they're really mixed in to the shear over here. However, the large air spaces, which are more visible, they're not counted towards the actual amount of the Kezayis. And this way you can be Miyasha the Stira in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'chein imoya kezayis, if you started off with a kezayis of food, which would be significant enough to make a shear for the bracha achrona, then it's stomach, and it shrank, it shriveled up, then it's smayit b'shira, and now it's smaller than the shear. If you also don't make a bracha achrona, you haven't ate a significant enough shear. Unless, elim kein, d'chazev v'nisbach, unless it somehow got swelled up again before you ate it. Finally, linyan shasiyas revius, in regards to drinking revius in order to be required to make the bracha achrona. So im shasa, if you drank v'hivsik ma'at and you paused in between v'chaz of a shasa, and then you drank again achi hishlam l'revius, until you drank the full share of revius. So do these pauses interrupt you when it's not called drinking the share of revius? So yeshomim deinu mitzdarv. Some say that you can't combine the two. Yeshomim deimitzdarv, and some say that you can combine the two as long as imlo shasham mitchilas hashasiyah at sofa shasiyah yosef chadeachilas pras. As long as you haven't waited that 2 to 9 minute period of time in between the sips of the drink that you're taking. This has tremendous halach lamaisa nafkamina, as we'll see in a moment in regards to tea and coffee. Before that, however, the gra is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah as paskening hiskim shom bebir da halacha kedei zu ashniya. He passes like the second opinion over here, that you can't combine the sips together. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, v'nei l'inyan shasiyas tea v'coffee, in regards to drinking tea and coffee, shaderech l'shasoso kishucham, you're obviously drinking them usually while they're hot. V'kosha l'shasoso b'lo hefzach kiderech shamashkin, and it's impossible to drink a shear of revius in the short period of time because of the heat, of the hotness of the drink. Kimat mat, a person sips them, he takes a little bit at a time. So therefore, yesh machlokis is a big machlokis rabba, bein haposkim, there's a big machlokis over here amongst the poskim. Do you or do you not make a bracha achrona after you've had a revius's worth or more of tea or coffee because you drank them very slowly? So in tzarech levarach bracha achrona or not? L'deiri shona nal, according to the first opinion that we brought down, u'b'machzis hashek u'b'chayodo mitzadim shelo levarach, they would say that you don't make a bracha. You can't combine them because they weren't drunk within the shear of a kedei achilas pras. And this is in fact v'kein kasa b'derech hachayim v'cheinu min ha'golam. This is in fact the psak of the velt, as the Mishnah Berurah says. However, in order to get around this potential conflict, the best aids, he says, is you're drinking your big glass of coffee over here or tea, so it's hot originally, but at the end it's cooled off, it's now somewhat lukewarm. So leave a revius there, 3-4 ounces at the end, and drink that in one gulp, so to say, in one big drink, and therefore you'll have had a sufficient share at least at the end, and therefore you can definitely make a bari nefashos on the entire a glass of tea or coffee because you had a shear definitely at the end and you get around any machlokas in this fashion. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, V'tov l'asos ken k'dei lotzeis aliba t'kuli alma. And of course it's best to do this in order to be yotzei according to all the opinions. And he says, especially, b'frat l'dasa gra anitzka le'al, and especially because the Vilna Gaon says you shouldn't make a bracha if you haven't drank it within the shear of k'dei achilas pras, because the pasak k'dei ashniya, the shear who k'dei achilas pras, linyan serif gam b'shasiyah, he holds it, you have to drink it within a shorter period of time. Bevadei nochal lasos kein, in order to certainly not go against what the Vilna Gaon said, you should certainly leave the shear at the end that you can drink in a rapid, short period of time, and be yotzi everybody. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah says, Imocha pochos mikashir, v'holach l'chutz v'chaz miyad. If you drank less than the significant shir, and you left, and then you quickly came back, and this fashion for bracha rishona, when you leave the room, you have to make a new bracha rishona when you come back. So therefore, would in fact, albeit you made a new bracha rishona, would you still be able to combine the shiurim for the bracha achrona? And this is a sofik, yesh la'ayin, he's not sure. Dulai, maybe, kivan shohalach l'chutz, habikimo hesach hadas. Maybe you're leaving outside for a second is considered enough of a hesach hadas to interrupt between the first eating and the second eating. And he says, v'ayin b'magin avram, dimitzadi dimitztarif. The final conclusion of the magin avram is, in fact, however, you can be mitztarif them, and as long as you ate it within the shir of a kedei achilas pras, you would be able to make a bracha achrona. Dishavut number 16 brings down from Moshe Feinstein Zetzal and Digrus Moshe that he does also hold the Dirmit Starf. And he says, even though you require a new bracha rishona on this time you come back in from outside, he says that's still not called a hesach hadas that should not allow the two eatings to combine. And he said, if in fact you were to eat an iser of kizayis in this fashion, you certainly would be chayiv, and this is also the opinion of the Kaf HaChayim that they are mitzarif. However, he brings down that the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. That concludes the Mishnah Berurahs that we left off from yesterday's shir. Now, we'll now go do Sivkot and Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. We already read this in the Mechaber. Let's just remind ourselves, let's read the Mechaber again. The Mechaber said that if you ate less than a kizayis, whether it's pas or any other food, and if you drank less than revius, whether it was wine or any other drink, so then you would, of course, make the bracha rishona, the bracha ruyal, or whatever bracha you're supposed to make on that item. However, there is no bracha achrona afterwards because you didn't drink or eat the shir. So now the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis writes, Pachos mirevius, if you drank less than revius. How much is a revius? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Vishir revius, v'chazayis, for how much exactly the shear of a revius and a chazayis are, ayin lekam, and go look in an upcoming simon, in simon reish ayin aleph, Sivkot and samaches, in the Mishnah Berurah, obir halacha there, exactly what the sizes of these shiurim, and also as well, lekam, v'simon tov pevav, the Mishnah Berurah, and the bir halacha. Tishuvah number 17 reminds us that the shear of a revius is approximately kibetzo mechza, 1.5 eggs, imaklipa, with the shell, and this translates, according to many poskim, between 2.9 and 5.1 ounces. The shear of a kizayis, we've also brought down as a machlokes, and this is approximately either a half of a betza or a third of a betza. There are many svarim out there that actually have diagrams that show you how much it is for every individual food item, because as we've mentioned already, if a food is compacted or has a higher mass, as opposed to something that has a lot of airspace in it, the shear of a kizayis will be different. Mr. Brewer Yosef Cotton Gimel writes, Mevorach Trilo, you have to make the bracha rishona, v'afilu koshu, and as we pointed out, even any amount, even a small amount, be midvar ocha, be mashka, whether you're dealing with a food or a drink, because the osur lanos min olam hazeh below bracha, because as we mentioned many times, it's forbidden to benefit from this world without thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so even if a person just has a very small sip of something or one bite of something, he has to make the appropriate bracha rishona. However, Sivkot and Dalet, the bracha achrona he does not make if he doesn't have the significant share of a kizayis or a revius respectively. Why? The Mishnah Berurah explains, the bepas, by in regards to bread, where we have the bracha daraisa to make a bracha achrona, haloksiv yochalta visavata uverachta v'gomer. It's only after you've had the yochalta. The pasuk says that you have to have eaten, and the ein achila b'chol haTorah b'chus mikizayis. The definition of eating, according to all of the Torah, is called a kizayis. Ubishar dvorim, and other things, kishetiknu chazal bracha achrona ke'ein zek tiknu, and therefore, even when it's not a daraisa, but chazal patterned themselves after the daraisa, that it had to be at least a share of achilo, which is a kizayis, so too, by all other things, they said it had to be at least a share of achilo, which is a kizayis. Likewise, ubimashkinami, in regards to liquids, they did the same thing. Midashkon bi'almo li'inyon shesiyas mashkin asurin d'chiyuva b'reviyah, since, in regards to various items which is also to drink, if you drank them, the shear of iser is a reviyah, so too, hochanami. Kishetiknu bracha achrona b'mashkin, so when the rabbi set up a bracha achrona on something significant, so they said the same shear that's significant for an iser, they'll also establish as the shear for making a bracha achrona, b'shir zeh tiknu, and therefore they set it up for a reviyah. Tishafut number 17 goes into very great detail, much more than I just touched at the beginning of it, into the shiurim over here, ayin sham, for somebody that's interested in seeing all of the depth of this wonderful sugya. Now we continue in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, V'yesh mistapkin lomar shal dover shu kibir yoso. Now, there are those opinions that say that if a person eats an entire birya, an entire entity, for example, kigon, gargir shal enov, Oshel Rimon. If one ate an entire single grape or an entire single pomegranate, therefore, in this situation, do we say that it is considered an entire entity and requires a bracha achrona, or do we say, no, you haven't eaten a significant enough shear, and therefore it doesn't require bracha achrona? So he says, there is a suffix over here, is brought down in the Ber HaGola, Tosos, the Rosh, the Rashba, the Rabbeinu Yonah, all try to equate the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, and therefore they say, Shemavarchali Achrov, Afa Pish Ein Bo Kizayis. They would say, if you had an entire grape, for example, which is smaller than a kezayis, which we said is a half or a third of a beitza. Nevertheless, even though you didn't have a, quote, shear of a kezayis, you would have to make a separate bracha achrona because it's a birya bifnei atzma, it's an entire entity. So according to this, it's a sofik whether you should do this. Therefore, the Mechaber says, lekach nochun lizor. Therefore, a person should be very careful, shelo lechol birya pachos mikezayis. Never go and eat one such item if it's going to put you into a sofik situation. Let's say, for example, three grapes is definitely a shear of a kezayis. So have three grapes, and this way never put yourself into the sofik situation where you have only one grape and it's a sofik. Am I or am I not supposed to make a bracha achrona? Dear Shifuna number 19 asks, what about raisins? It's simukin. So the Shevet Alevi, Rav Azaz Atzal, brings down Shiesh Lehem Din Birya. They also have the status of being a birya, even though a raisin is obviously even much smaller than a grape. Even though it's dried up, it's still considered a full entity. Shelo Pokashim Birya, it doesn't lose its entity name, Elabofen Shechosim Pri, unless a piece of the pri is missing, not that it's just dried up. Alternatively, if it's dried up in a way that the tzura is no longer recognizable or that the garin, the seed, has been taken from it. As opposed to Masha Enkein and Pri Kayim. However, a raisin, the pri is still there. It's just very, very, very much dried up. Yeshalov Din Birya. He says it still has the shame of a birya, and the problem would equally be applicable over here if a person had one raisin. However, he says, if the raisins have dried up so much until there's really nothing left over here of the basar of the grape, just the actual, so to say, klipa of the raisin. So then, ein yotzeis mehem shum lecha, if there's no liquid that would come out of them at all, so he says, maybe then in that situation, it's not considered birya. And he concludes and he says, shemik shemekel bazeh ein mazdichen oso. If somebody were to be lenient in this, one would not yell at him. After the fact, if somebody did eat a single birya, so Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita says, he should be careful not to eat another birya, a single one, unless he makes sure that he now eats the shear of a kezayis. Because he says, each separate birya is a separate suffix itself, and therefore every time you're eating another one, unless you get to a kezayis, you're putting yourself into an additional suffix situation. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Hei writes, this same din of birya would be applicable over hu adin yagdeh, which is translated in the Tirgum number 3 over here as uchmanios, which are blueberries. So the same thing would apply if you had one blueberry, yagde achas, or okitnes echos, or one bean. The same halacha applies over here. One should be careful when eating a single entity, an entire birya, if it's less than a kezayis. This is brought down the name of the El Yeraba and the Shagas Aryeh. Tishavut number 20 brings down over here from the fact that the Mishnah Berurah gave examples from non-Shivasminim items, blueberries and beans, are not from the Shivaminim. So he brings a hochach, he brings a proof over here, Shadin Chashivas Birya, that the din of Birya in a rock b'Shivasminim doesn't only apply to the Shivasminim, but applies to anything. As opposed to the opinion of Shelos Hachuvas Har Tzvi, where apparently he says that it only applies to the Shivasminim. Furthermore, he brings down from Avazaz Atzal, Sha'av Shem Gidelim, Kama Biyacha Bisharvit, the Chiddush by Kitnios, even though they're growing on one stalk over here, they nevertheless have this same din of a birya. And he says the same thing would apply to peanuts as well. Botnim, Dinon, Kibirya. Each peanut has the same din of a birya. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Vav now writes, the reason why we make a bracha achrona according to these Rishonim that we just brought down, maybe the birya is a separate entity and therefore is considered significant enough to have a bracha achrona. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, "Mipnei chashivuse," because of the importance of these items as a birya, as a separate birya. However, therefore, v'im nisraska, if you crush them before you ate them, kodem achila, lo mikri birya, it loses its name of the birya, and then you have to eat a kezayis in order to make a bracha achrona. He brings this down in the name of the Olas Tomid. Tisha footnote number 21 brings down Lamaisa. If you ate this entire entity and you're not sure, did it have a kezayis or not? So he brings down from Simon Reish Tesvav, She'ein Mavachim B'makum Sofik. We don't make a bracha in a Sofik situation. He says, Afilu She'esh Sofik Sveika, Lahatsuk Bracha. Here, you can have a double Sofik. Number one, maybe a birya by itself, even if it's definitely less than kezayis, has to have a bracha. And number two, you're not sure, did I or did I not eat a kezayis over here? Nevertheless, we still say, even in the Sofik Sveika over here, Sofik Brachas Lahokel, and you do not make a bracha achrona. Dishavut number 22 brings down. What about on Pesach night when you have to eat a kezayis of maror? So if you eat an entire birya, a klach, let's say the entire stalk of a lettuce, which is less than a kezayis, so he says you're not yotzei the mitzvah of eating maror. And he brings down from the Shaar HaTzion in Simim Tof Ayin Hey, Shafilu Ladas HaSoveri Shal Birya Mavarcha Brocha Achrona. This would be true. Even according to the opinion, it says on an entire birya, you have to make a bracha achrona, but you would not be yotzei the mitzvah of maror, even though you'd have an obligation to make a bracha achrona. And he says the reasoning is because in regards to a bracha, which is an inyan of hodah l'Hashem, so then mishum chashivas habirya chayv lodos l'Hashem. So you have to give hodah to Hashem. You wait something that is significant. However, the eating of maror is a zecher to the pasuk vayimaru es chayehem, and when you're eating less than a kezayis, that's not called achila, even though it is something that is a dover choshuv. Eating less than a kezayis doesn't remind us of vayimaru es chayehem. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'lo mikre birya, we don't consider something an entity, ele imachlo kmoshu, unless you wait the entire thing as is. However, avol im lokach hagarin meimenu, but if you took out the seed from it and then you ate the rest of it, lo mikre birya, that is not considered over here that you ate the entire birya. And this is based upon the reading, the Perkei of Mavarcha and Brachos, the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Rashba. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin writes, kmoshu, if you ate the entire entity, the birya, the hainu imagarin, including with the seed. Vafilu imagarin eno roi lecho klal. And this is true even if the seed is normally not eaten, kivin shal koponim bo lakulo. But since you ate the whole thing, then it's called the entire birya. Sivkot and Ches, avalim lokach. However, if you took the seed away and then you ate the rest of it, that's not called eating a birya. The kol shekein, and certainly a mechtach ma'at me'apri gufa, if you cut off an actual piece of the fruit itself, it's certainly not called that you ate the entire birya. And if a little bit of it came out via the cooking, kamo shirigilo suli sparer, the sparper, sometimes little pieces of it come off in the cooking, gamke nira shayde zin is batal menoshem birya. This also would exclude from it being called a birya. Dear Shifuda number 23 says that imlo hichnis es kol habirya letoch piv ela ocha ma'at ma'at. You didn't swallow the entire thing as one entity, but you ate it piece by piece. So then the Ben Yishchai writes, she'ein zenechshav le'achilas birya. That's also not called eating an entire birya. And this is in fact also the opinion of the Shelos HaTshuvos Or LeZion and Rav Yashiv Zatzal. The issue for number 24 brings down, however, for a walnut, when you remove the peel, so in the Sefer Igros Prima God, then he brings down, even though you remove the thin peel around the walnut, nevertheless, it still is called a birya in this situation. The Aruch HaShulchan adds, the thick outer shell, that doesn't remove it from the status of still being a birya. However, in lo achalas haklipa haraka, but if you did not eat the thin peel around the actual walnut itself, which is edible, then it's not called a birya. So he argues over here with the Igros HaPri Magadu. The Chofetz Chaim in Os Chofalef in the Shaar HaTzion adds, the Huadin likewise, the halach would be im chilko mikodum shtayim v'chalu, if a person cut up the entire birya into pieces and then he ate all of it, nevertheless, that's still not considered eating an entire birya. This is brought down the name of the Chai Adam. Finally, Sivkot and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you took out the seed, it's also not called eating the birya. This is true not only in a situation where the seed was edible. Certainly, in that situation, it loses the name of an entire birya when you took out the edible seed. He says, this is true even if you remove the seed that was not edible. It's not eaten at all. Then this fruit also is no longer called an entire entity, even though the inedible seed has been removed. And if within the seed there is something that is edible, and you threw away the rest of it, for example, ke'ein plumin, our plums have this, so then he brings down, then it is still called the birya, because you ate everything that's edible, and you just spit out the part that's not edible. Because you did eat the entire birya in this situation. That concludes today's shiur.